Good evening, Paladin. I've been waiting for you. Well, that's just rude. Don't bother looking for your sword. I've hidden it. Your armor as well. Oh, so very predictable. You can't leave. I've placed a ward on your bedroom door. These kind of things are easy when you're a demon. But please continue to try. It just makes you all the more adorable. Done. Good. Now, what are you going to do? You can't fight me, can you? Oh, yes, I'm very familiar with the vow you took. You may not harm any woman. Such a shame. You should have phrased it more carefully. Well, you could have excluded demonesses. Well, half demonesses, to be very specific. Don't worry. I'm not going to fight you. I'm not really that kind of demon. I'm a lover, not a fighter. Really? I had hoped that you would be quicker than that. I'm a succubus. I know you've taken a vow of celibacy, but you see, I've done my research. And oh, my dear Paladin, your vow. You did not swear that one to your god as you did the one about harming women. Oh no, you didn't. And that makes it all the easier for me to overcome it. Denial. Such vehement denial. I thought you had to be honest. Tell me, Paladin. Don't you feel yourself attracted to me? You don't want to hurt me, no. You want something much worse. You want to fuck me. Oh, that is precious. The way you react. Tell me, did my language offend your tender ears? Or was it just the talking about the two of us screwing? Fucking. I guess I'd like to think it's a little bit of both. The language and the idea of us having sex. Oh, it's having a most definite effect on me. It's definitely affecting me, Paladin. I am so wet just thinking about it. Dripping wet at the thought of fucking you. I know the sun is setting, but with a thought I can set alight the fireplace so that you may see me better. Because I want you to see me. There. Now tell me, Paladin. Do you like? Of course you do. You can deny it all you want, but you can't help but lust after me, hunger for me. These luscious breasts, these curvy hips, or where my legs join together. Oh, I am wet. Paladin, my pussy aches for you. Can you feel it? Can you feel the enthrallment creeping up on you? Can you feel my charms working on you? Both physical, so physical, and magical. Well, demonic, I suppose, if you want to be very precise. I know you can't resist. You can't resist me. It's in your blood. Racing in your veins. After all, your father fell for one of our kind as well. Oh, now that's a reaction. So much passion. Yes, I know. I know all about your family's shame. Your father was a paladin, famed throughout the land. But he lost his powers for breaking his vow of chastity with one of my kind, a succubus. And he swore a stronger vow than you. But apparently, it was as useless as yours. It didn't protect him. It didn't protect him any more than yours is protecting you. Sweet paladin, you're going to end up fucking me. Just as your father fucked his demoness. But that wouldn't be enough to rob you of your powers. Oh no. It would take more. More. Or it would if I were just a random succubus. But you see, my darling paladin, I'm not. Your father didn't just fuck any succubus. Your father fucked my mother. Oh yes, he did. He fucked her all night, hard and wild. And in doing so, he lost all his powers, surrendered them. But best of all, and this really is the best, he helped make me, your half-sister. Oh, the look in your eye. Oh, this is more perfect than I imagined, and I have imagined this for the longest time. But that look, that moment when you realize the implications. Whatever are you going to do? I really don't think that your god will approve of you fornicating with your own blood. Between that and your lesser vow of chastity, oh, I think that I can definitely drain your powers just as surely as I can drain your balls of cum. Did you just shiver with one? Are you falling under my spell? I'm lying. Perhaps you do think I'm lying. I mean, I am a demon. And that's what we do. But a lie would not get me your total corruption, and that's what I want. And paladin, look at me. Just look at me. Don't I bear more than a passing resemblance to your little sister? Well, at least if your little sister had sexy little horns and wings and a very naughty tail. Another thing she doesn't have is your cock. But I feel I will get that soon enough, Sir Paladin. All I have to do is step closer. Step closer and begin the process. Can you smell me? Can you smell me, Brother Paladin? It's not fair. Not at all fair. I look like this, and I have, oh, these demonic powers. debauched, filthy. But I also have pheromones. You don't stand a chance. What my appearance and charms have begun, my body's natural ability will complete. Despite all your piety and your precious vows, you can't stop getting hard over me, can you? Even knowing that I'm your sister doesn't prevent it. Oh, paladin. Shame on you. Let's play a game, shall we, brother? It's called How Long Until You Fuck Your Sister. By sister, I mean me, of course. You taking your other sister will be another game. For another time. Oh, that look. But let's focus on the game. Let me start that game by crawling onto my hands and knees on your bed. Look at my body. My beautiful ass and dripping wet pussy exposed to you. And so readily available. You probably barely notice the tail and demon wings with those other things to look at. They are so very distracting. Now, with just the tiniest of effort, I can will away your clothes as easy as I started the fire. You are bare. Your shame is now exposed, dear brother. Although, you should not be ashamed. You should be proud, that cock. Oh, you should be most proud of a cock like that. It's such a waste that you swore that vow of chastity. You know, I'm really doing you and women everywhere a favor by making you break it. And break it you will. You will. You're coming closer. You cannot help but shuffle for it, even as you will yourself to run away. I can feel your prayers to your God, but your rising lust makes them easy to block. You're firmly in my domain now. Just as soon you will be deep in my pussy. And such a very lovely pussy. See how perfect it looks as I wriggle my ass at you. Tell me, brother, have you ever seen one? I guarantee this is the best one you'll ever see. Although your human sister's pussy comes oh so very close. Yes, I know her. I know my sister. I visited her in her sleep just the other night and ate her out as she moaned and came in her sleep. Came on my tongue. Oh, brother, you'll like her pussy. She's younger, tighter, and a virgin, but I have so much more experience. I am a practiced whore. Get onto the bed. The closer you get, the stronger my hold on you becomes. Even if you try to fight it more. The more you resist, the more delicious your fall shall be. But dear brother, don't wear yourself down too much with the struggle. I'm quite looking forward to a vigorous, ancestral fucking. But I'm not the only one. Your cock is eager. Be honest with yourself. It moves towards me as purposefully as a pilgrim to the promised land. You're close. Can you smell me? Oh. Yeah. Come closer, dear. Brother. Yes. Good. Grab onto my hips. Such strong hands. Perhaps you meant to push me away. To cast me aside. But look. Your hands caress them. Ah. They even explore where my tail meets my body. Oh, fuck. That is one of my most favorite spots, noble brother. And oh, it feels so good. The way you pet me, but let it go. I have plans for your hands. Take your cock in hand instead. And guide yourself against me. Yes. Feel my wetness. Feel the heat. Now that I've put the idea in your head, my thought becomes your action. A brother's cock meets his sister's pussy. Oh, you can feel how wet I am for you. Dripping. And I can feel how hard you are for me. Now, dear, sweet brother, put both hands firmly on my waist and hold me as tight as you want. My foolish, weak brother. All I have to do is give the word. And the last of your resolve, well... fuck. Naughty. I didn't tell you to try to enter me, but... under the circumstances, I won't complain. Yes, brother. Slowly slide that holy cock into my demonic. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes, yes, it feels so good, so wrong. Your corruption, slowly taking you over, tainting your body, and your power is slowly weakening at the unholy act we are committing. Oh, but your cock feels so good. Your molten pleasure. Stop resisting. Just give in. Give in to how good it feels, brother. Feel me around you. Hot and wet. And yes, just give in. Fuck. You've lost. You've given yourself away. Brother. Yes, fuck me. Now that you've lost the battle and we're fucking your sister, the last of your resolve turns to despair. And that despair. That despair turns to anger. Oh, fuck. My poor little pussy is the only thing you have to take that anger out on. Take it out on me. All that righteous anger. Take it out on me. You start to drive it into me harder. And harder as your hands squeeze my waist even tighter. Fuck. Any harder, brother, sweet brother, and you'll be in danger of breaking your vow. Your vow of no violence against women. Not that I care. Well, actually, I wouldn't mind hard. Fuck. Fuck. You're but a mortal. You can't harm me with that cock. No, not that your cock could be described as mere. Oh, fuck, brother, it is spectacular. And I have a pussy to match. Hard. Fuck me hard, brother. Oh, fuck, you have a lifetime. Oof. Sexual frustration to take out on your sister's body. Take it out on me. Take it all out on me. And that's also that dark side. That dark side that you deny. Oh, that dark side that you keep chained up. Keep at bay. At bay through prayer. Penitence. But I can feel it. I can feel it, brother. I can feel it. Crawling to the surface as you fuck me, as you plow into my demonic depths. Tell me, brother. Tell me, brother, will you come in me? Please, brother, will you? Of course you will. Of course you will, brother. Not that you have a choice. You never had a choice. Oh, and even if you did, even if you did, I think you would do it anyway. Oh, you can't help it. You can't help but want to fill me with your seed. Oh, even, fuck your cock. Feels so good. Even knowing the consequences, I'd rather think of it. I could continue the cycle of depravity and choose to conceive your child, and then return tomorrow night with your fully grown daughter. Or perhaps I could visit your sister as an incubus, and impregnate her with your seed. Your face! But darling brother, fuck yes, fuck me, fuck. I think that honor, fuck, is best left to you. Then I could join the two of you for a real family reunion. So many wicked thoughts fill my mind. Wicked, delicious, depraved thoughts. But what I want. I want you to fill me with your cum, and brother, when you release your seed into me, so too will your holy powers be spent inside me to give me strength. Brother, power such as yours combined with the magnitude of your fall will elevate me among the ranks of succubi. You will help. Fuck, no, come in me, brother. Fuck, come in your demon sister's tight, hot, wet pussy. Oh, there is no resistance left in you, not a drop. Just assume there will be no seed or divine power. It will all be in me. I want it so badly, brother, I want it. But just between you and me. Just between us, right now, all I want is to come from my brother's cock, your cock. Yes, fuck, pull my tail, be rough, give me a little bit of pain, with the pleasure, and push me over the edge. Yes, push me. All I need to do is the first drop of your cum inside me. Yes. Yes. Oh, that is it. You're coming. Your corruption is complete. But more important, I get thinning. Fuck, I'm coming. Your sister is coming, darling brother. Coming on your cock. Feel me slow. Feel me coming tight around you. Squeezing every drop of cum power out of you, dear brother.
Yes.
Fuck. So much cum. So that's what a lifetime of cum feels like inside of me. Oh, brother. It warms me even more than your powers do. They've been corrupted, tainted, turned to my ends, of course. But they were still your powers to begin with. And now you pull out of me so abruptly. Finally under your own control again. Wow, dear brother. I'll let you into a secret. A truth that will make you shiver. You were actually under your own control for so much of that. My dark brother, you were. You were. Far more than you wish to admit to. Oh, your face. I can see it in your eyes. You are filled with regret. The realization has started to fall. You realize now what you have done. What you have done. And what it is you have lost, oh, brother. What have you done? What have you become? You see, the truly sad thing is, even fully under your own power, completely of your own mind, you will still fuck me again, and again, and again, all night long. And in the morning, we will begin the journey back to your family's home. And the holy grail of your little sister's virgin pussy. Oh, you will curse me the entire time. Even as your body thanks me for making it possible. And it will be so sweet. Now, brother, fuck me again. Fuck me again, oh, for the one. And perhaps if you are a very, very good boy, I might even pretend that I love you half as much as you've fallen for me. Oh, this is sweet indeed.